Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are we going to get to a parlay for Sunday's Week 9 games? Maybe we'll even throw the World Series in tonight. Game 6. Is this thing over, Hugh Douglas, or the Dodgers have one more?
Dodgers got life.
And a little they're fight left in life. Them?
Yeah, the Dodgers are winning in 7, and then everyone's going to lay off of me.
Oh, so you're talking this into existence?
Of course.
Yeah, Yamamoto tonight against Gausman. Game 6 in Toronto.
He's going to go for his third complete game, by the way.
That'd be amazing. There's a lot going on. Sixers tonight, Celtics, right? Last night, Flyers again win. What's the Flyers record? Is it 6-3-1? Are we up
yes,
to?
Yes, it is.
How about Zegras? This guy could play. I'm getting flyered up here.
Come on.
Hugh, you ready to go to a hockey game?
Yeah.
We should go.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We should go to a Flyers game soon.
We need to go with bros.
I'm starting to get excited here. All right. I was excited listening yesterday. It was good. A good spot. Joe DiCamera, of course, with his new book out and all this stuff going on. The afternoon show brought him on to kind of talk through it. And I guess they were trying to discuss when they would actually play basketball, right? Because that's been put on the shelf since DiCamera hurt himself. I heard the February thrown out now. I mean, it's only October still. My goodness. But anyway, so Joe was on yesterday with the afternoon show. And Hugh, they got into a little back and forth, a little friendly debate on which show is better between the two of them, right? Like the morning show or the afternoon show. And I was interested to listen to, and then a caller chimed in. And I mean, just take a listen for a few minutes to this. This was actually, I felt bad for Joe listening. Here it was yesterday.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, good afternoon. Thanks, Ooh. Jack, for putting my call through.
Yes.
I've been so excited to talk to you about this fight because I recently just told my husband in the last month, the morning show is unlistenable. And I'm going to tell you what.
Well, no.
Let her cook.
It's okay. I got no problem with this.
All right. This is not what I was aiming for.
First of all, Joe, I think you are a very smart young man. I think you know a lot about sports.
Wow.
And I wish you the best with this book deal. I really do.
Thank you.
What I don't think you're good at is a host. And the reason is you're just a flat-out bully. And you're not a funny bully. You're a mean bully.
Ooh, I'm a bully.
And I'm convinced also that you absolutely must hate Richie because you cut that man off. He can't have an opinion.
Wow.
And you just go this is a G's.
Yeah, we're
in the G's phase, but keep going.
Goodness.
It's bled over now into the listeners. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm not saying you do it to me, but I hear
oh,
you.
Oh, give it another 10 seconds.
You do it every morning. The other thing is, if I could say one more other thing,
yes,
is that it seems that, you know, we're talking about the sports in Philadelphia, and what do all these players have to do? They have to practice. They have to get better at their craft. And I'm convinced you plan for the show, but you don't ever go back and listen to your tapes of your shows. If you did, you would see where I'm coming from. The thing is, I'm going to be honest, when Spike came back to Philly, I couldn't stand the afternoon show.
Thank you.
I kept listening, and I said, oh, my gosh, now this is my new favorite show, and I'm going to tell you why. The three of them have a dialogue. They all have different opinions. They all get mad, but they all listen and have respect for each other's opinions. You cut everybody off, Joe. And I can't believe you don't go back and listen to your shows and see that. And I really can't believe your bosses haven't said something to you.
Well,
I'm flabbergasted as well, by the way.
Yeah, this is, trust me, you're seeing what I'm seeing, right? I certainly did not see any of this, or I wouldn't have.
It's okay.
You know, do you have any response to Kathy, who clearly cares about WIP? You know, Kathy, the fact that you hated me and continued to listen means that you love WIP.
Well, there,
or you
and there's
continued.
Hope for turning around her opinion on me. I mean, Kathy, I'll do my best to try to give you entertaining show, and hopefully in time you like it, and if you don't, then that's unfortunate, but I'll do my best.
What's the name of the morning show?
Doesn't really have one. What we say is Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie, but we don't really have a name. We've never really...
Exactly. And two people are doing the show in the morning.
Well, it's no, we got like 5 to 7 typically.
Yeah, it depends on the day. It's like a whole, it's like a baseball team in there.
Yeah, what's the budget on that show?
And hosts go back and forth. Hosts go back and forth with one another. They have dialogue. And that's exactly what Ike and Spike do during the day.
What about Jack?
Does
he count?
In the morning.
No, nah, not really.
Depends.
I think Jack adds a lot of value. I think the gentleman in the morning adds value, and I really like Kyle in the value. Yeah, I just don't think, and I think you do too, Joe.
Thank
it's
you.
Just you are a bully about it.
Wow. I mean, that there's a lot to unpack there. Yep. So, I mean, now I know why this got to our show, because Kyle got
a
compliment
Kathy
there.
Personally.
Yeah, Kathy gave Kyle a compliment, so that makes sense how we arranged playing this on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, the afternoon show asks for the opinion of everyone, so you ask for opinions, you don't always get positive opinions, right? That's how things work in life.
Yeah.
I'd give Joe credit. He sat there and took it.
Well.
He took it.
He received the well.
I'm surprised he came into work this morning.
Yeah. Now... It wasn't his show, so I guess he didn't have much authority to say get out of this or move on or hang up, right? He couldn't do that. It's not his show. He's just a guest. But I thought he took it in stride.
He did.
Yeah. Kathy was very heavy-handed, though. I mean, she did not let Joe off the hook there. She called him a bully multiple times.
Yeah, and it was hard to hear, like, to be totally honest.
For you.
Well, it was hard to hear because
it was painful. I heard it live.
Well, no, because, and here's the thing, I'm very defensive of my coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. And
yeah.
a lot of times that's why I get into the situations I'm in, because people like you guys do a great job of not clapping back when somebody says something. I don't have that kind of restraint. I don't. And a lot of times I struggle with that. I'm not going to lie. And when she said it, it ran me hot, but I received it. And I think that Joe did the same thing, because a lot of times You try to practice what you preach. And there was a lot that she said in there that ran me hot, but there might be some truth to what she said. And if that's the case, you have to look at yourself and try to be a better host. That's how I look at it.
So look inward as your advice.
Yeah, because if she feels that, like, because she's a listener, and it sounds like
she's listened to a long time. Yeah.
And you have to respect that, especially coming from somebody who sounds like they are very, very passionate about this radio station.
I'm going to defend Joe on one thing. Anyone can have their opinion on whatever. Like, all of us, me. I do, their show in the morning is a different kind of show than our show in the afternoon show. And I only had, I don't know, maybe 5 to 7 times over the years have filled in. I used to fill in for Angela on the morning show when there's a lot of people. That is a juggling act.
It is. It's a lot of moving parts.
Right. So sometimes when I listen, like, if you think Joe cuts people off, he's also trying to make sure everyone gets the touches, right? Like, on this show, the three, we have a conversation, you and I, right? Mm-hmm. Kyle jumps in as part of our conversation, and we're a team. The afternoon show is very similar. Like, you know, you have all those extra people.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more challenging.
And to be fair to Joe, this is not me taking shots at him, but to be fair at him. No, seriously. He's more regimented. We're a little bit more loose. The afternoon show is a little more loose. So we don't have constraints like Joe has. Joe likes to be on time for certain things and things of that nature. So that show is structured different.
You're saying show wearing costumes today, not as
well, we're
strict.
We're not as structured.
So
I think that
we
Kathy
are very structured.
I think that Kathy, no, what I mean by that, we will go off the rails.
We are professionals. Hugh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. For the people that are listening, we are professionals.
Well,
but I think Kathy needs to understand that
that show is a tight run ship, and it's going to sound different, and she has to let Joe do things the way that he does them.
Yeah. Speaking of tight ships, what's the responsibility on that call coming through from our intrepid leader Rod Lakin? I mean, he's got one show ripping the other show. Callers ripping in. Now we're chiming in.
She got heat. She brought the heat, though.
Speaking of Rod, I mean, we're just going to let the camera willy-nilly put his bare feet up on
well,
the furniture
I think
in the studio.
That's the bigger thing that happened.
He's
yesterday.
A nasty dude.
He's barefoot all the time in here. Forget your opinion on how he runs the show as kind of the point guard.
Yeah, feet thing's got to stop.
That's semantics and radio stuff. He does a good job. But the feet stuff has to stop. I mean, the guy, he sits where I sit, barefoot half the time. I mean, he's an accomplished radio host and author. I respect Joe, but please put some socks on.
The feet thing is.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, you're lucky it's not your seat that has the barefoot feet all the time. He's over here barefoot.
He's a nasty dude.
That's
man.
Gross. I
he's
mean,
a
that
nasty
is,
dude.
That
he's using
is
people
gross.
Bidets, blowing up their bathroom, clogging up pipes and stuff. He's a nasty dude.
And oh, blaming children.
Yeah.
That was wrong to do in Fred Barnett's bathroom. I mean, it really, really was. Let's go to Logan in Delaware. What's up, Logan?
What's up, guys?
Logan, what's going on?
How's it going, guys? Man, I felt bad for Joe because I like Joe. I feel even worse for Kathy's husband, though, man. She seems tough to please. She hates fights.
Joe,
Logan,
we're not gonna start bashing Kathy.
I'm just saying. You.
No, I hear Joe. Heard the same thing you did, but that we can't bash
Let's
Kathy.
Just,
she's a caller.
Kathy has high standards.
She
as
has
she
high
should.
Standards.
There we go.
Well put, Joe. Thank you. My bad. I need a little help on that one.
Killing the
go
but
ahead.
Anyway, to get back to the Eagles, I would absolutely do the trade for Garrett because, you know, with the
whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Three first-round picks. We talked about them being late-round picks. You're hoping at any point in the draft, whether you pick 1 through 32, to get a player like Myles Garrett.
Mm.
So really, he's one of those picks, and essentially you're giving away two more for him in a way, kind of. But the point being is if you ask any GM, I think, in the NFL, hey, you get three picks spread out over 3 years that are late in the draft, one of them is guaranteed to be Myles Garrett, everyone would do that. And you don't have to wait 3 years individually to try to hit on those picks. You get him guaranteed. You know what you're getting, and you get it right now.
Logan, I agree with the way you're framing it. And I think also there's a trust factor with the Eagles. Like, you know, when some teams give up picks, there's always that chance. Like, the Eagles did this to the Saints, what was like 5 years ago, and they ended up using one of those picks to get AJ. Like, you almost, they got Jalen Carter. Like, you almost bet against a team, right? Like, the Eagles saw the Saints going down. They said, let's take one of your picks in the future. That became the Jalen Carter pick, right? It was a top 10 pick. The way I view the Eagles, even if they have a year with a lot of injuries, it's very unlikely in the next couple years they're going to be drafting in the top 10, right? Like, maybe one of these years, one of those picks becomes 20 instead of 32. Like, we have a tougher year. But I trust the Eagles, even if they give up three first-round picks, they're not going to have a year where, like, oh, crap, we gave away the sixth pick in the draft. I just don't see that happening.
Right. And I think, too, like, Cleveland, look, I don't know if they'll do it or not. They've shown they don't make good decisions, so I'm hoping that's still the case. But they might. The only thing I could think of why they may have changed their mind is they might have been thinking preseason before the season started. there's not really any risk. You know, if a team's going to trade for him in the offseason, they're going to pay him. So let's pay him. So they could have been thinking, let's pay him, hang on to him, see if we're trending in the right direction with some of these young guys that we got, see if we like what we see. And then if we want to move him before the deadline, you can do that. And at this point, his draft stock or his value might have even gone up a little bit because he's shown that he hasn't declined.
Well, yeah, and coming off of 5 seconds, it's almost like an NBA thing where when you sign a player, it almost becomes like there's more value because you know you have him signed up. Logan, we appreciate the phone call. All right, we do have to hit you with a parlay for the weekend, week 9 in the NFL. We'll get to that first. Let's check in with you people today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What in the hidey-ho hell is going on here today?
Hidey-ho. I ask myself that every single show. What are we doing?
You guys have no shame whatsoever. No. Embarrassing.
Is that for the costumes or the takes?
Both? It could be. Haven't considered it could be for the takes.
It works for everything.
It does, yep. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing new.
Nope.
You guys have now lost all credibility.
Oh, we did that weeks ago.
That was I was going to say yeah, years again. Ago.
Yeah, if it took till now.
Yeah, that's know. On you. Yeah. I lost that a long time ago.
Yep. Lincoln needs to put an end to this now.
Lincoln.
Is that the DeCamera thing or the costume?
No, that
takes?
Was that was beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wanted him to step in. And take action against.
You know,
what we
it actually would be a funny bit if one day we start the show, we get Rod to come in here and cut the mics, and then we come up with a new topic as soon as he leaves.
Out. You're fired.
He would get a lot of street cred if he did that. Did you hear what Rod Lincoln did?
Yep.
He shut those guys up, told Jillian to shut up.
I'm dressing like morons. None of y'all are going back to back looking like this. Got news for you.
Might be right on that one. That actually might be accurate. That's the smartest thing said all day.
Kyle looks like an ass.
That is so mean.
Isn't that the whole point of dressing up as an adult on Halloween?
Yeah, it is.
Everyone looks like an ass.
Also, though, it's an evergreen statement we can come back to.
That is true. gotten it more often than just today, that's for sure. Not sure how someone could make Joe Giglio look cool, but Kyle pulled it off.
That is crazy.
Thank you. I needed that today.
You kind of sound like you caught a lot of heat.
Yeah, just a little bit. We'll get to you in a little bit. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure they got you.
Woody passionately complaining about Disney was quite the spectacle. Yeah. I did not put two and two together.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was true. So we got Woody and Big Worm arguing about making it fit and being hot for Myles Garrett and going back to back. Something is not sitting right today.
Yeah, that one, that when you add it all together, it's kind of weird.
Again, that's a interesting perspective.
Now, when we planned this out, so the way this went, Hugh was the first one to say he was dressing up. He was going to do it by himself, but then we felt like, all right, if he's doing it, we'll join him. And then
it's Friday.
Yeah,
and it could. And plus, Halloween was on Friday.
Now, next year we could do more of a joint, like team kind of.
Yeah,
costume,
we'll do like
something that fits
the three
together.
Amigos or something.
But then once you said you'd wear yours, I said, all right, I'll wear this. And then Kyle was like, well,
we'll
be the
more
only
coordinated
one.
Next year.
Yeah, we weren't. This is the opposite of coordinated. These outfits.
It's always better this way.
Yeah, it's funny.
I love looking like an idiot. Did not expect Moneyball Douglas to show up today.
You really were. Billy Bean Douglas over here.
No, because let me tell you, last night I knew when this became a thing, I knew we were going to talk about it.
Of course.
And I was like, that, it makes no sense. Like that's where I'm at. Like, we a lot of times, we're fans, we're passionate. It made no sense to me, and that's kind of where I'm at.
So what you did is you saw the story, and instead of getting excited, you put your wet blanket on and came right to work.
No, not a wet blanket. It's just the reality of the situation. It's not going to happen.
It could.
I don't think so.
All right, let me ask a quick question.
No, let me pull that back. I don't think it has the potential of happening.
Of the unlikely things, which is more likely by Tuesday at the trade deadline? The Eagles trade A.J. Brown or the Eagles trade for Myles Garrett?
I would say between the two.
More likely trade A.J.
Yeah, I would say between the two.
Wow.
No, I'm saying
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just like most people think you say that out loud, you're rage baiting. And I'm just
no, I'm not. I mean, you asked the question and I gave you the answer. The more likelihood of it happening, I would say.
Okay.
Yep. Did not expect math guy Douglas today. Should have dressed up as John Nash from Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, should have did that. I get it.
I don't know what I like better, Moneyball Douglas or Beautiful Mind Douglas over here. Beautiful Mind. I mean, you needed a calculator today more than anything else.
Yeah, I did. I did, trying to do that math. Mm-hmm. Math is hard.
Halloween's cool, but Hugh Douglas dresses up as a former NFL player every day.
He does. That's true. I mean, it's not much of a dress-up. It's just what you are.
Got it.
All right. And a lot of people just straight up did not know what Hugh was. I didn't when Hugh came in, so we had a few interesting guesses. But we'll start with this one. Michael McDonald is really annoying today.
Michael McDonald taking it to the street. Taking it to the street.
Someone said, that's a good one.
Okay.
Someone said, that's not Michael McDonald. That's Kenny Rogers.
I like that one, too.
Yep.
A black Kenny Rogers?
Yep.
Lenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Benny Rogers.
No, I like Lenny. Lenny Rogers.
Is Hugh Grizzly Adams.
I like that one. Grizzly, yeah. Back in the day, Grizzly Adams. Okay.
Of all the Michael McDonald's killing me right now, yeah. I see that one. It's the hair. The wig is perfect.
Yep. Tell Madea to shut up.
That hurt a little bit. That one went straight.
So if you want to know why Hugh's in the gym Monday morning at 6 a.m., he just got to call
Madea.
That would
crush me.
That was
that Madea was right. Yeah, that was terrible.
One more because, you know, things have been questionable on the show from the jump today.
Yeah.
But out of context, this one was pretty diabolical.
All right, dear Woody, I see you. Woody. See the Woody. All right, dear Woody, I see you.
It's the excitement in your voice seeing the Woody.
I'm excited to see Woody.
That's the problem.
Every day I think I work with professionals, but then you remind me that I'm not.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. All right, dear Woody, I see you.
All right.
That's it. Is that for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We appreciate you people today. You can always watch the show, of course, on YouTube. Listen on
but
the
you
Odyssey
app. Can't watch football on YouTube no more.
Can't watch much on YouTube these days. ESPN, Monday Night Football.
I swear to God, they better get that fixed by next Monday.
Yeah, you're going to be shook next week if they don't.
That's not going to happen. So they got about a week because nobody's working on the weekend. So they got a week, right?
What do you mean they're not working on the weekend?
Well, they're not going to fix that.
This is millions of dollars on the line. Imagine,
oh, so they're negotiating. Okay,
imagine throwing up that email signature back in the office Monday if you're like the CEO of YouTube TV. You got to get your butt to work and figure this out. People got to watch Monday Night Football. All right, let's grab Sean, and then we'll put together our parlay for this weekend in the NFL. Sean? Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Hey, two things. First, if you don't fall down the rabbit hole, two first-round picks is too much for Myles Garrett. I'm on your side with this.
Don't make money.
Listen, when you've got late first-round picks like Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell and then high second-round picks like Cooper DeJean, do you really think trading all – like the value of those three guys for one guy, I just don't think it's worth it.
So, Sean, I totally understand. That perspective's fair, but we're not that far removed from the Eagles taking those kind of picks and turning them into Andre Dillard and Jalen Reagor and Derek Barnett. Like, they don't all become the players that we watched help us win the Super Bowl last year.
Right. I don't know. I just think it's too many. I might do two, but one's just three is a little rich for me.
I get it. And then, look, for everyone, there's a walk-away point. Sean, we appreciate the phone call and have a great weekend and enjoy Halloween. All right, let's put together a little parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook parlay. So we usually do an Eagles same-game parlay, obviously. There's no Eagles game this weekend. Why don't we do some games here? Hugh Douglas, what NFL game you want
to
throw in?
You know what? Since y'all won't allow me to take, you know, the money line, I guess I had to do, you know, a game where I had to actually take the points.
Yeah. So what are we doing?
I'm doing Detroit -8.5.
All right. Detroit -8.5. I will go Niners -2.5 against the Giants. Mm-hmm. Kyle, what are you throwing in?
Well, taking the Bills against the Chiefs on that plus money is a sucker bet.
Ooh.
You got to take Kansas City.
We're going KC.
Yeah.
All right. So KC -1.5 over Buffalo. We got the 49ers -2.5 over the Giants. Hugh's got the Lions -8.5 over the Vikings. How about we throw tonight in, too? A little cross-sport parlay?
Yep, my Dodgers.
Dodgers. We could do money line on this. We don't play the run line in baseball. Yeah. Dodgers money line to force a game 7. Dodgers. You add that together, that's about a 10-1 same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. So four-legger there as we try to win and get ourselves a big weekend with that. All right, so Sixers tonight. What are you doing what are you doing this weekend? We had an off weekend.
I ain't even
here.
Thought about it. Yeah, you know what, man? I don't know. I didn't talk to my man Isaiah Reese because they're home tonight, right? The Sixers at home? Are they here?
Sixers, Celtics, yeah, at home.
Oh, that would be a good game to go to. I'm gonna talk to my man Isaiah and see what he's thinking about.
You going dressed up as Madea, or are you gonna change the costume?
Probably change the costume.
Madea was the best.
And I walked right into it and did just speed it right through that one.
All right, fun show today. Happy Halloween, everyone. Enjoy the trick-or-treating, especially if you have kids out there like I'll be trick-or-treating tonight. Hugh, come on, rethink it. Put that bucket of candy out. Do the right thing, Hugh.
In the infamous words of Michael Jordan.
Do the right thing, Hugh.
You know the rest.
Oh. Come on. All right, go get Myles Garrett. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the bye week. Enjoy Halloween. We'll talk to you guys Monday right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.